the central oculus. It allows natural light to come in from the top story all the way to the basement. The owners have told us that they actually use the oculus quite often to call each other during meal times instead of using the intercom system that they have. We were very happy that the owners found a new use for this space in the house. His brief to us was to create something simple and beautiful that would appeal to a wide spectrum of people. Another requirement that he had for us was to ensure that the basement would not look like a basement. And also, we tried to let in more natural light so that the space would feel airy and bright. The idea was to have architecture that really just addressed that very simply man's need for shelter instead of any preoccupation of style. The side is actually 13 metres higher at the rear than the front. Another challenge that we had was that because this site is actually in a tree conservation zone, we had to protect three mature tembusu trees at the rear of the site. We wanted to take advantage of the slope, the nature and the greenery. We conceptualised the house as two staggered blocks with a connecting bridge and an elevated garden perched on the slope amongst greenery. There are landscape stairs that connect the basement all the way to the rear second story of the house. We wanted to create like a meandering experience. When they walk through the staggered planter boxes, they will be surrounded by plants and tall grass. We wanted to explore how else we could bring the experience of nature into the house. That's how we came about with the concept of the oculus. We are inspired by historical Western architecture. When we went to the Pantheon, we were very inspired when we saw the central space. Historically, it brings in light and ventilation into the space. We reinterpreted this idea into our architecture. The connecting bridge between the two blocks became the central foyer space. Above this central space is a circular skylight at the roof. At all three stories of the central foyer, we created a circular opening connecting all stories of the house. We like the idea of having a circular powder room because this creates a space that is grand as well as playful, and this adds as an element of surprise for visitors to the house. Something the owners told us was that they were really happy with the wine cellar. That is actually one of the main reasons that really attracted them to buy the house. From the living room, you get a view of the pool deck and the pool area. This has become one of the favourite spaces for the family to hang out. When you are on the pool deck, you actually get a panoramic view of the city. concept of the dining room is quite similar to the living room. It features full-height timber sliding doors so that when you actually open out, the garden becomes an extension of the spaces. When you enter into the master bedroom, you come into a corridor. On your right is the wardrobe and also the bathroom before you enter into the master bedroom area. While the front-facing bedrooms have majestic views of the city, the rear bedrooms actually have their own experience with their own private garden with privacy and shade. I really like that the owners added cultural artwork and their own hobby of flower arrangement. I think what they appreciate about the works of Benny Ong is that he incorporates textures as well as heritage and craft into his works. Knowing that the homeowners really enjoy every single space of the house, I think it makes us really happy knowing that we've achieved what we set out to do.